You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of More Talk Now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Happy birthday to Alan Price. Keyboardist with the Animals. You hear his work prominently right here in Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Alan Price turns 77 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Friday. The show always flies by. We're into the home stretch, final half hour of this Friday edition of the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined now by Tom Shields. He's the president of MRG, Marketing Resource Group, with a new poll of Michigan residents out. Tom, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
It's great to be here on a Friday there, Scott.
Yeah, better than, say, a Tuesday, right?
Right. Just get to warm up somehow.
Yeah. So, Tom, the new poll by MRG on the state of public opinion. First, give us just a little background. Who are you talking to? Is it all people? Is it just registered voters? Who's in the sample here?
This is the general electorate. Anybody who's registered to vote in the state of Michigan, we're not at election time yet, so we don't try to modify it to match up specifically with an election, but it's just general electorate. We interview 600 people, which gives us a margin of error of about 4%, either way that can take place within the answers here. We use 30% of all of our interviews are done by people who just use cell phones. So, mm-hmm. And not everybody has a landline in their house anymore. So it's the opinions of the general electorate here in the state of Michigan.
All right. So the top questions we ask here are: do you think things in the country are right track, wrong track? Things in Michigan, right track, wrong track? I don't know. I'm a bit surprised by these answers. For the country, 30% say we're on the right track. 56% say we're on the wrong track. And even here in Michigan, just 36% say we're in the right direction. 46 say we're on the wrong track. What do you make of that?
Well, the national numbers are pretty consistent. Michigan voters have been real negative towards the direction of the country, no matter who's been president, really, for the last 15 years. And the last time they were actually really positive was right after 9/11. The country sort of came together. They viewed things positively. But since then, they've had sort of a negative eye towards things going on in Washington. The Michigan number's surprising me, because normally what happens, we've been tracking this for 40 years, normally what happens after a new administration gets elected is that there's a new sense of optimism on the voters, and it doesn't seem to be one here at this point in time. In fact, the numbers are more negative now, 10 points worse now than they were a year ago at this point in time when Governor Snyder was finishing up in his last year in office. Mm-hmm. So it's not a good trend, I think, and it's something that politicians have to be aware of, because you need to be at the same point that the voters are when you're talking to them. You got to understand where they're coming from. So the things aren't rosy with them. You need to talk about how you're going to solve problems. So it appears to me that, voters are still concerned about some things. Obviously, our polls show they're concerned about the roads. They're concerned about education. They're still concerned about the economy, even though things are going well, and certainly concerned about auto insurance rates.
We'll get into some of those concerns in just a minute. You also had some approve, disapprove questions on this poll, asking about President Trump. You combine the strongly disapprove with somewhat approve, and you get 48.5% of Michiganders who disapprove, either somewhat or strongly, the performance of President Trump as president. Now, Michigan likely to be a battleground state in 2020 again. If you start with nearly 50% of people saying they disapprove of you, that means you've got to get just about everybody else to win. It's kind of a precarious situation.
Well, this is almost the exact same numbers he was at when he won election here in Michigan.
So a lot depends on
his opponent. President Trump, as we all know, is a very polarizing figure. You either love him or you hate him. And that's just, there's no people in between on the president here, but doesn't mean necessarily that you won't vote for him. This is a very similar to numbers to where President Obama was at this time in his administration. So it's not unusual. Again, it sort of goes along with the fact that that Michigan voters don't look very favorable towards what's going on in Washington, and the president's at the top of the heap here. And, you know, he gets the negative reaction on this. Plus, he probably adds a little bit of that to himself. But they, you know, it's been a long time. It's probably, there was a couple years there where Obama, I think, actually may have gotten positive numbers, but I think it was very slim. There's not very often that we've used the presidency here as doing a good job overall with Michigan voters. It just doesn't happen in a long time.
Tom Shields.
Gretchen Whitmer, on the other half, it's sort of early on her. A lot of people, a third of the voters, haven't made it drawn an opinion whether or not they think she's doing a good job or not. She's right now it's sort of positive, sort of giving her the benefit of the doubt. There's still sort of a honeymoon period going on with the governor. And again, normally in your first 6 months of office, there's some new optimism going on. People give you the benefit of the doubt. If you look back 8 years ago when Governor Snyder first took office, we did a poll in January after he'd been in office for only about 4 weeks. And his numbers were like 48 positive and only 7 negative. And then he introduced his budget, and they completely flipped. They went to like 36 positive to 32 negative. So yeah, once you start making decisions, you're gonna tick some people off, and that's what happens as you go through political cycle here with these elected leaders.
Tom Shields with us here on the Steve Gruber Show, President MRG Marketing Resource Group. This new poll you mentioned earlier, asking about the important issues facing the state of Michigan. What are you most worried about? What did people say?
Well, number one off the top of their heads was the roads infrastructure. This is typical every spring. We do this poll in the spring, and we do it in the fall. Spring, you know, for the last 10 years, the number one issue has been, well, except for when the economy was doing really bad in 2009, 2010, it was the roads. It's always a top concern. The potholes are there. People haven't started fixing. That's at 44%, which is surprisingly not at the level that people are losing sleep over. I mean, normally when you get an issue that is dominating, you know, like, for instance, when we're in the middle of recession, you get like 70 or 80% of the people who say they're concerned about the economy. In this case, 44%. So it's an issue that's important. It's number one on their list. But there's, you know, we have the luxury in this state, the economy's doing pretty well, that start looking at quality of life type issues like this as the most important. And that's number one. Number two is still the economy and jobs. People are still not 100% happy. Michigan has never been 100% pleased with direction of the economy. They're always concerned about that because we are so cyclical here. And they're always waiting for the next shoe to drop. You know, when is the economy going to take a downturn? Education has always been a number a concern, and taxes is up this year. Primarily, people were mentioning the gas tax.
Yep, and then just other one in double digits when you talk about total first or second responses, auto insurance rates, which also should not be a surprise, and that's been dominating some of the conversation in Lansing as well.
And that was really dominant in the city of Detroit. That was the number two issue in the city of Detroit was auto insurance rates.
Which makes sense. Tom Shields, president of MRG Marketing Resource Group, this new Michigan poll, state to the state to public opinion. Tom, thanks again for jumping on with us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate being here.
Appreciate the time. Been saving this one for you guys. Saw this about a week ago, and I'm like, I got to save this for Gruber. Are plastic bag bans garbage? I'll tell you about this in just a moment. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents! Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak...
You know, I'm here if you want to talk.
...to 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean... A fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit EAMonline.org. That's EAMonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.